the title of my lesson is Esther. We are going to have a great day today. We are hearing about the end times. Boy, we are going to get you thinking today, because you are going to see something that absolutely shows that the Bible is true. You know, there are many things in the Bible that we can just see on the top. But then if we dig down deeper, we can see a lot of marvelous things. One of those things you are going to see today, we are looking at Iran. Jesus said, "Watch the nations." Iran has such a long Bible history and a prophetic future. So now Iran became a part of the great Persian Empire. In fact, Shushan, the palace, it was the capital of the Persian Empire in the book of Esther, chapter 1, verse 1. Now, it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus. This is the Ahasuerus which reigned from India even unto Ethiopia, over 127 provinces. Verse 2. That in those days, when the king of Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan the palace. Verse 3. In the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all of his princes and servants. The power of Persia and Media, the nobles and princes of the provinces being before him. Verse 4. When he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 104 days. So for 6 months, he's throwing a big feast in the capital. From all over the Persian Empire, the princes in the provinces have come up to the castle here. The Persian king made a feast that lasted 6 months. And at the end of that feast, he had a small feast that lasted 7 days. They drank out of gold vessels and all kinds of things. At the end of that feast, he ordered his wife Vashti to come forward and show her beauty. They was all drunk, yeah. And she refused to go before him. Thus, he ordered her banished and sent her out of the kingdom, resulting in no more queen. Now, he was going to look for a new queen from throughout the vast Persian Empire, seeking to find the most beautiful woman, he found a young maiden whose Persian name was Artasa. Her Hebrew name was Dasa. She had been brought up by her uncle Mordecai, and she became the queen of Persia. She was a beautiful woman. God wanted to use her. He needed a woman, and he needed her to be beautiful. So, he equipped her. So, in one of the most fascinating accounts in the Bible is the saving of Israel. God used this little Hebrew girl. There was a man named Haman, and he was the Hitler of the day. He stood in prominence in the empire. He was right next to the king. He was a descendant of Hatchi. Do you remember Saul, who God told to kill all the Hagarites, and he did not kill the king? There would have never have been a Haman if Saul had obeyed God. So Haman rode through the streets, and he asked that everybody would bow to him. He was such a proud man. One man who sat in the king's gate was Mordecai the Jew, and he would not bow to somebody else. Haman was furious. He asked, who was that man and why he would not bow? They told him that it was Mordecai and that he was a Jew. So Haman decided to destroy all the Jews. He offered to pay for it out of his own pocket. Through that vast Persian Empire, he wanted to kill every Jew. He got carried away when he thought more highly of himself than he ought. Mordecai learned of this plot, and he urged Esther to go before the king. Now, at the time, she was living in the king's harem for the women. She said, no, the king has not summoned me for 30 days. If you went before the king unsummoned, that meant death, unless the king held out the golden scepter. So she was reluctant to go, and everybody knows this statement of Mordecai. In Esther chapter 4, verse 13, Mordecai was acting as a go-between between the house of the women and himself. Verse 13. Then Mordecai commanded to answer as Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape the king's house more than all the Jews. 14. For if thou altogether holdest thou peace this time, then shall the deliverance for the Jews come from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knows whether thou hast come to the kingdom for such a time as this. We all think about that in our own lives. That is a favorite quote. Esther, who knows? Maybe you were in that place for such a time as this. And she was. We all think that about ourselves. I believe, and I want to think that you believe, that we have come to the kingdom for such a time as this, to do God's will. Now, I'm going to read to you Esther 5:1. Now, it says this differently in the King James. In the King James, it says that Esther put on her royal apparel. Her and apparel are in italics. That means that it's not there. So the King James itself says that Esther put on royal. But look at how the Jews who speak Hebrew translated this. This is in the Arch Scroll. Esther 5:1. Now, it came to pass on the third day, the fast and Passover, Esther donned royal and stood in the court of the king's palace, facing the king's house, while the king was sitting on his throne in the throne room. Now, here's what the Talmud says. Now, this is one of those comments that you are going to get at the bottom of the scripture. The word royal refers not to clothing, but to spiritual royalty. Esther put on the Holy Spirit. She was clothed with the Holy Prophetic Spirit. So Esther donned the Holy Spirit. She put on the Holy Spirit and she went before the king. Of course, he stretched out his scepter to her, and she was able to go in. Now, remember Haman has a plan to kill all the Jews? He passed lots. That's what the King James says. To come up with a date to do this on. You know, he's superstitious. And, you know, you gotta get the right date. Those lots, the word for them is per, P-U-R, P-E-R. So plural is purim, P-U-R-M. Okay, so he cast lots, called purim to come up with the day to kill all the Jews in all the land. He was so full of hate for Mordecai that he built a big gallows to hang him on. Now, Esther learned of the plot. Mordecai learns of the plot. And God gave Esther a plot. She plans a big feast, and she invited Haman. It is so interesting, you will enjoy going into the book of Esther and reading how she tricked them and how it ended up. He had plotted against the king, really. Now, he ended up revealed. And on the exact day that he had decided to hang Mordecai and kill every Jew in the land, he had people out there throughout that vast Persian Empire to kill every Jew on this certain day. He picked it because it was an auspicious day. On that day, guess what happened? They got killed and they got hanged because it was revealed to the king all of their skullduggery. Now, let us look at chapter 9 of Esther 9:1. Now, in the 12th month, that is the month of Dar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put into execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had ruled over them that hated them. The king gave them the right to do so. So all of those who were going to kill the Jews, you get the right to kill them. This is in the 5th verse of the 9th chapter of Esther. Esther 9:5. Thus the Jews smote all of their enemies with a stroke of the sword, and slaughter and destruction, and did what they would unto those that hated them. Now it tells how many they killed. Now listen attentively. 6, and in Shushan the palace, the Jews slew and destroyed 500 men. And they're going to list some names for you. The names that they're listing, you are going to see in verse 10 are the 10 sons of Haman. So it lists them. Verse 7. And Pershanatha, and Dauphin, and Espatha, 8, and Poratha, and Adalia, and Aridatha, 9, and Permashta, and Aristai, and Oridai, and Vajasta, 10, the 10 sons of Haman, the son of Hamatha, the enemy of the Jews, slew they. But on the spoils they laid not their hand. 11. On that day, the number of those that were slain in Shushan the palace was brought before the king. So they killed the 10 sons of Haman, and they named them one by one. And they go to the king and they say, this is who died. Then the king goes to Esther, and the king says to Esther, verse 12, and the king said unto Esther the queen, the Jews have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shushan the palace, and the 10 sons of Haman. Did you get that? He said, and here is who they have killed. They have killed 500 men right here in the palace, and they have killed the 10 sons of Haman. Now, 12, or the other part of 12, what have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Here, he is saying, all throughout all the provinces, there's no telling how many they have killed. Okay, 12C. Now, what is thy petition? And it shall be granted unto thee. Or what is thy request further? And it shall be done. Now, get this. The king goes to his beautiful wife, Esther, and he says, they have killed 500 in the palace here. They have hung the 10 sons of Haman. There is no telling how many they have killed out there in the provinces. Now, what is your further request? Just tell me, and I'll do it. Now, look at what Esther's further request is. Verse 13. Then said Esther, if it please the king, let it be granted to the Jews which are in Shushan to do tomorrow also according to this day's decree. And let Haman's 10 sons be hanged upon the gallows. Now, he told her, he said, the 10 sons of Haman have been killed. What more do you want? Then she says, let the Jews do tomorrow what we have done today. And that the 10 sons of Haman should be hanged. Well, they've already been hanged. What further do you want? Hang them in the future. You see here, this is my green Bible. This is the Tanakh of the Hebrew Bible. And I'm going to show you a picture of one page of that Bible. Now, for the Jews, the scribes, they really do not so much go by the printed Bible, although they do print their Bibles. What they really go by is those Torah scrolls that they keep at the front and the prophets that they keep up in the area at the front. Those are done by scribes. And those scribes had to carefully write down each Hebrew letter from an older copy. Every one of those Hebrew letters are numbers. They come to the end of the line, they have a title, and they have to put that number and see that it mathematically matches. When God gave them the responsibility of keeping his word, they kept it. Those scribes were very watchful. They had to do it exactly like it was done in the copy. Now, here is a page out of the Green Bible here. This Green Bible has it exactly like the Hebrews did. As you see here, let me tell you something about Hebrew letters. Hebrew letters are square, and they take up a certain space on the line. Look here, for instance. You can see here, these all take about the same space. Each one of these are an individual letter, yet they take up about the same space on the line. These are the list of Haman's 10 sons that were hanged. These are their names. Over here, on what you see on the left side, it says and then it gives their names. Now, those scribes that had been doing this for years and years, and they had to repeat it exactly the right way, and Hebrew letters have to take up the right space on the page, there were some little letters. Some little letters that were not as large as the other letters. They had to write it down with their pens. They had to make them literal. For instance, here at the top is a seam. It looks like a tooth. That is in fact what it means. Tooth. So you see that letter here at the top on the top row? But then we went down that row and we circled for you and put a red arrow, a little sheen. That little sheen is not as big as the other one. There are some other letters that are smaller. And we circled them for you. Scribes, ever since the time of Esther, they have had to make those little letters littler. They did not know why. Down here, there's a little sheen. They do not know what this means until it happens. So then, you have all heard of the Bible code? Who is it? Dr. Leon Ribbs is his name. I have this article that I got years and years ago. Voice behind the word. It tells how the computer is used to trace the Bible's divine source. Now, you know, through repetitions, certain letters, counting certain letters, it has shown some secrets. Here is a secret. They finally found out what these little letters mean. Actually, they found it out some time ago. She said, "I want the 10 sons of Haman in the future to be killed." You have heard after World War II about the Nuremberg trials. In the Nuremberg trials, there were 11 Nazi criminals that were to be executed. But one of them took a cyanide tablet and killed himself. So 10 are left. When those 10 that are left are hanged, it was October 16th, 1946. These little letters in the Hebrew dating system, they spell out October 1946. Of course, it is not going to be October. It's going to be whatever the name of the month is in Hebrew. So, year after year, she said, "Let those be killed in the future." And right there, where their names are in the Bible, just exactly like this, it gives the date in these little letters. That the 10 sons of Haman are going to be hanged in the future. It was 1946 of October that they were hanged after the Nuremberg trials. So those 10 are considered to be the 10 sons of Haman, at the time of Hitler, the very dates. Another strange thing that happened when one of them goes to the gallows, his name was Julius Streicher. He shouted out, "Purim! Purim is the day that the Jews were scheduled to be killed by Haman, but the Jews ended up killing Haman." And then the king said to Esther, "What do you want in the future?" Then Esther said that the 10 sons of Haman would be killed as they were today. In 1946, those 10 sons of Haman were killed. And the date was spelled out in the original Hebrew of the Bible. Even he thought that he was associated with Purim. That just tells you that the Bible is absolutely true. It has a divine source of the Lord. It is really something to know. The Bible, in all of its depths, right on its surface, are great truths. And we will find out lots more of these in the future. Esther had the exact date in the future, and she knew to ask for it. Remember, she put on the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit told her, when she asked him, "What more do you want?" She asked for the 10 sons of Haman to be killed in the future. God, who sits on the hub of eternity and looks down all the spokes of time, he knew when those 10 sons of Haman were going to be hanged, and he put the date right here in the Bible for men to see. The Bible is the divine source. It is the Word of God. Holy men of old wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So we're going to look at, in the upcoming days, in Iran's future, and we are going to look at how Iran came in there and what the book of Ezekiel says will happen as a result of all of this. So, praise the Lord. You want to be with us as we look at those things. That little Jewish queen with the Holy Ghost on her got the whole nation saved. And now, Purim, every year, they have a holiday in Israel. It is in February, and it is called Purim. And it is the day that Haman had decided to kill all the Jews. In the Bible, it tells us that if you knew this, you would celebrate this day every year. So, every February, the Jews celebrate and they dress as Queen Esther. Some of the kids would dress even as like Haman. And they read the whole book of Esther. And every time Haman's name is mentioned, the kids say, "Boo, boo." They make bad sounds. God delivered them then, and He will deliver them even after the Holocaust, and He will deliver them even in the future. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.